Chapter 17. After a fairly shaky start to the day, Arthur's mind was beginning to reassemble itself from the shell-shocked fragments the previous day had left him with. He had found a Nutrimatic machine which had provided him with a plastic cup filled with a liquid that was almost, but not quite, entirely unlike tea. Arthur drank the liquid and found it reviving. He glanced up at the screens again and watched a few more hundred miles of barren greyness slide past. It suddenly occurred to him to ask a question that had been bothering him. "Is it safe?" he said. "Magrathea's been dead for 5 million years," said Zaphod. "Of course it's safe. Even the ghosts will have settled down and raised families by now." At which point a strange and inexplicable sound thrilled suddenly through the bridge, a noise as of a distant fanfare, a hollow, reedy, insubstantial sound. It preceded a voice that was equally hollow, reedy, and insubstantial. The voice said, "Greetings to you." Someone from the dead planet was talking to them. "Computer!" shouted Zaphod. "Hi there! What the photon is it?" "Oh, just some 5 million-year-old tape that's being broadcast at us." "A what? A recording?" "Shh," said Ford. "It's carrying on." The voice was old, courteous, almost charming, but was underscored with quite unmistakable menace. "This is a recorded announcement," it said, "as I'm afraid we're all out at the moment. The Commercial Council of Magrathea thanks you for your esteemed visit." "A voice from ancient Magrathea!" shouted Zaphod. "Okay, okay," said Ford. "But regrets," continued the voice, "that the entire planet is temporarily closed for business. Thank you. If you would care to leave your name and the address of a planet where you can be contacted, kindly speak when you hear the tone." A short buzz followed. Then silence. "They want to get rid of us," said Trillian nervously. "What do we do?"
"It's just a recording," said Zaphod. "We keep going.
Got that, computer?"
"I got it,"
said the computer, and gave the ship an extra kick of speed. They waited. After a second or so came the fanfare once again, and then the voice.
"We would like to assure you that as soon as our business is resumed, announcements will be made in all fashionable magazines and colour supplements, when our clients will once again be able to select from all that's best in contemporary geography."
The menace in the voice took on a sharper edge.
"Meanwhile, we thank our clients for their kind interest and would ask them to leave. Now."